From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Albany's good cause eviction law, the first of its kind in the state, was struck down on June 30th in a decision that may lead to the overturning of similar laws statewide. State Supreme Court Judge Christina Reba ruled in favor of several landlords who argued that the law violated a state law that guided tenant-landlord relationships. Reba's decision eliminated one of Mayor Kathy Sheehan's signature pieces of legislation, part of a larger package of housing-related laws that was lauded by housing advocates as a model for other cities to follow. Advocates for good cause eviction legislation argue that they prevent predatory rent hikes and give tenants greater power in lease negotiations. Landlords take the position the law is essentially rent control and infringe on individual property rights. Benjamin Nadal, the attorney for landlord plaintiffs, said, and I quote, "In Albany, this decision will restore the balance of rights between tenants and landlords as current state law intends," end quote. Sheehan's office released a statement saying it was, and I quote, "deeply disappointed," end quote, by the ruling and are reviewing all options available. The legislation, as passed by the Albany Common Council a year ago, had several components, including a requirement that landlords could not evict or refuse to renew a lease with a tenant unless they met one of 10 possible conditions, including ongoing failure to pay rent and causing a property to be deemed a nuisance. It also included language that limited rent increases to 5%, with some exceptions. A good cause bill in the state legislature has repeatedly failed to advance. The City of Hudson Common Council in 2021 passed a local law to prevent eviction without cause. The measure was later vetoed by Mayor Kamal Johnson. Read the full story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The daily rates for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation will increase July 1st, despite calls by top state and Ulster County lawmakers to stop them. The utility said the new rates, approved by the Public Service Commission as part of a three-year plan in November, will go into effect as planned. The plan includes another increase in delivery charges a year from now in July 2023. In May, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, State Senator Michelle Hinchey, and Assembly Member Kevin Cahill penned a letter to the Public Service Commission requesting the commission stop the utility's rate increase in July. Ryan, Hinchey, and Cahill argue the commission should restrict any increases until its investigation into the utility billing practices was completed. Central Hudson has been under fire for billing complaints and skyrocketing customer bills. The PSC, as well as a state Senate committee, are investigating those matters. Joseph Jenkins, a Central Hudson spokesman, said the delivery rate increase will adhere to PSC approvals. Jenkins said in an email, and I quote, "Under the approved delivery rate plan and based on market prices for electricity and natural gas as of July 2021, total average residential electric bills using 640 kilowatt hours per month will decrease by 0.25% in the first year. Total average residential natural gas bill using 870 cubic feet per year will increase by 1.2% or about $1.64 per month during the first year," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The City of Hudson's seasonal usage program will return for the third consecutive year, and plans are being finalized to install concrete barriers along Warren Street. The barriers and accompanying planters will expand outdoor seating for restaurants and cafes on Warren Street between Front and 7th Street. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said on June 28th, and I quote, "The Hudson Business Coalition is still collecting the funds and the permit documentation. It's looking like hopefully sometime next week it'll be kicking off," end quote. Alexandra Petrogli, president of the Hudson Business Coalition, said the organization does not have a specific date for the installation of the concrete barriers, which will also allow restaurants to expand their footprint into parking spaces in front of their businesses until early October. Trigley said 20 Hudson businesses have so far signed up, with only food and drink establishments eligible to participate this year. The program requires the establishments stipulate that 4 feet of clear sidewalk space measured from the curb be left clear for pedestrians, and that fire hydrants, active fire lanes, and handicapped parking spaces remain clear as well. The Hudson Business Coalition has been filing the permit applications with the Hudson Police Department and informing the Department of Public Works about the number of businesses that are signing up. DPW is responsible for installing the barriers. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe holiday weekend.